Rescuers are working to stabilize a home in Gloucester County after a dump truck smashed into it this afternoon. It happened around 1:30 at the corner of Glassboro Road and Stratford Avenue in Woodbury Heights. Video from our news partner 6ABC shows the truck almost entirely inside the home. There's no word on injuries at this point. There's a shortage of Election Day workers in Philadelphia, and in some cases, Democrats will be filling in as minority inspectors recruited at the last minute by city commissioners. Commissioner Lisa Dealey is reminding people the time to mail in a ballot is over, and now the only option is to deliver it to a secure drop box or polling place.
We'd just like to remind you and reiterate that voting is safe and secure in Philadelphia, and there's nothing like in-person Election Day in Philadelphia. I always compare it to Rocky or Tasty Cake. There's nothing quite as Philadelphian as Philadelphia Election Day.
Polls are open until 8 tonight. A new resource hub is opening on the first floor of the Philadelphia Criminal Justice Center in Center City. Judge Karen Simmons, who heads up the court's criminal division, says the goal is to offer help to those who need it.
But there are folks out here who are part of this system just because, you know, they're poor. They couldn't find a job or they don't know how to get their benefits turned back on. And our hope is that this hub with our navigators and folks in the building that can help with direction, making calls, getting appointments for folks that actually need the services.
The goal is to get to the people before they find themselves caught in the criminal justice system. The hub will offer assistance with locating housing, securing employment, and more. Mostly sunny skies on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 68 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Clouds roll in tonight and temperatures get down into the mid-50s. Big changes are ahead. Starting tomorrow, rain comes into the picture. Wednesday likely going to be cloudy and showery. Also about 10 degrees cooler. Temperatures only getting to the upper 50s on Wednesday. Same thing Thursday. More showers expected that day. Then the rain should taper off by Friday.